Hello, everyone. This is Susie Ward welcoming you to Matthew and Friends. 14 and a half years ago, I started receiving messages from my son, Matthew, and many other extraterrestrial souls. And when that started, I thought that telepathic transmissions could come only from souls in the spirit world or far distant and highly evolved civilizations. But I soon learned that telepathic communication is not limited to off-planet sources. The capacity for telepathic communication, or maybe some of you know this as the language of light, is inherent in every soul. Whatever we call the oneness of all, this inseparable interconnection of all life in our universe offers unlimited communication possibilities between souls everywhere. And naturally, that includes right here on Earth. Now that our planet has reached higher frequencies and telepathic connections are starting to open, maybe some of you have communicated this way with family or friends, animals or trees or the Devic Kingdom. And I know some of you have even communicated with Mother Earth herself. And a few people have received messages from the highly evolved civilizations that live within our planet, in the hollow Earth, or the inner Earth. On the last show, I said that our guest today would be one of those very special communicators, and indeed she is. However, I told you it would be Diane Robbins, and that has changed. Diane graciously postponed her time on the show until later, so that her dear friend who came from France to conduct a workshop at Mount Shasta in California can be with us today. Like Diane, Heidi Stadler also has been communicating for many years with Adama, whose civilization lives in Telos, a large, magnificent city located beneath Mount Shasta. His people have lived in Telos for many thousands of years, from the time shortly before Lemuria was destroyed. They could have eventually returned to what remained of their continent, but they chose to stay in their pristine inner Earth world, so they could evolve spiritually free from the limitations of the third density on the surface. And now Heidi will share with us the immensely enlightening and ever so important information she has received about the Telosians and their life within our planet. Heidi, hello.
Hello, Susan.
It's such a joy to welcome you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
I thank you also because it's such a joy for me to meet you and to be on your radio show while I'm visiting your country from France.
I know. The timing is so wonderful on this. Heidi, can we start with when your telepathic connection opened and was your first source Adama or someone else?
I started when I already was a child. I started to have visitors, and I saw light beings around me, and it is a long time. And then I got messages, and so I wrote it down in the forest. And I did it for many years. And I start with Waimamos. You know, I think, perhaps you know where he is. Vaivamas is an ascended master. And then I had many, many encounters with fairies and the world of light beings from Mother Earth, which means also Pan, the god of nature, and so many others. And then when I read the books of Diane Robbins, Hollow Earth, I was so in tune to these books books, and I read it in very short time. And so I got this message from Adama first, and it was in a workshop when I have been in Switzerland, and it was the first time when I met Adama. And so it was very special, this first connection, because he took my whole body, and I was so in another world, I can say, and it was like going home for me, because he was so familiar to me. And yes, it was not easy to spell his name out, because it was for me so special. I start crying. I had a lot of emotion, and he had to cool me down to go on with my workshop. And so it was the first time. It is now 4 years ago. It was the first connection with Adama, and I had another one. It was physical here in Mount Shasta 13 years ago. And I was on the road, and I couldn't find another road, and I saw a man in the street beside a house, and he was fixing something. And I came to him, and I said, "Can you please tell me the road to Mount Shasta? I can't find it. And it is so crazy, you know." And so he turned around, and I looked in eyes I never saw in my whole life. They have been sparkling eyes, like stars are coming out, blue light sparkling eyes. And he gave me gently, he told me the way to the mountain. And so I could never forget in my life this face. And later on I saw this painting from Adama, and when I saw it, I say, "Oh my God, it was him." I saw the face again of this man I met 13 years ago in Mount Shasta. And so I was so happy, and yes, it was a great connection with him. And in this time, 13 years ago, I had no idea about the Hollow Earth. I didn't know about. I knew Telos, I knew Saint Germain, he is here too, and it was all what I knew. And this was, yes, it was really a special connection. And channeling him, it was for me a great honor, and yeah, a great emotional feeling too. And so I start going on with Adama, and next came Mikos to me, okay.
No wonder that was such an emotional experience for you at the workshop. You know, the soul level reunion, so to speak, at least the conscious reunion. Mm-hmm. Well, Heidi, all of that was news to me. And I thank you so much for sharing that with our listeners. And I just have to tell you that it's not really envy, but I so much wish that I had the same kind of a wonderful experiences that you had, starting with a child, all of that open communication and recognition. And when you said you have had encounters with many, are you speaking of being able to see them in their etheric bodies, and perhaps even visiting in their worlds?
Yes, I can do that. I can visiting these worlds, and I can see them in their etheric bodies. So it's like when I start channeling, it's like I can see a film in front of me, and this like a movie, and this I start to translate in words. And sometimes it's not easy, because you are in another world, in a higher dimension where are no words. And so translating in the language from which is from the earth, it's sometimes not easy because there are no words to explain things.
Yes, I can't relate to that because I hear all the words, but then on the other hand, I can't relate to your glorious experiences that you've said, you've mentioned. Heidi, let's go to the Telosians. First of all, have you visited Telos?
Yes, in my light body, I do it often.
Yes.
It was not the time now to go in the physical body. It's still not the time, but it will come soon, and so I do it so every time, every day, in my light body. And so Adama is always with me, and he is there now too, and so I can see him, and yes, it is like a beautiful light. He has a beautiful robe, it's blue light, and yes, he is very tall and beautiful, yes, very young, not old. And yes, they are the people, beautiful people in the inner earth.
You are actually seeing them. I know what Diane has written, of course, and I read her books several years ago. However, as I mentioned to her, somebody long before the Matthew books were published, but someone who knew that I had been receiving messages, asked me to ask Matthew if there really are beings living in the hollow earth. Well, that came as a shock to me. I mean, my first reaction was, oh, come on now. But Matthew said, absolutely, there are. And he gave me quite a long message to send back to that person. And he said that there had been an excellent book written about it. It was only some time later that I came across Diane's book. And, of course, that's the one he was referring to. But at any rate, let me get back to your experiences rather than my own, because yours are so much more fascinating. I did read, just as you said, that the Telosians are absolutely beautiful people. They are taller than most of us are, seven feet tall usually, and absolutely radiate light because they are so spiritually evolved. Please tell me about other things that you have observed there when you have visited.
Yes, there are landscapes, they are beautiful, they are... We cannot compare it with landscapes on Earth. They are light. They are nature, pure nature. It is not polluted. It is so different. They are. It's all bigger, much bigger. The flowers are big, and they have a lot of fruits, and it's perfume. It's so different. So we have no comparison. It's another world. It is like the paradise, we can say. And I think a lot of people have, all of us on the surface, we have this feeling in our, that longing to go back to the paradise. And we don't know where it is. And it is in the inner earth because we came from the inner earth. And so this will be a beautiful reconnection with our families in the inner earth, and it's nothing to fear about. It is only joy. And this, when I am in the inner earth, in my etheric body, I can feel the joy and love what they are. And they are nothing about duality. because it's a fifth dimension. And so, yes, it's so different. As we have no words to explain it.
Heidi, my understanding is that Telos, which is that magnificent city beneath Mount Shasta, is just one of 100 or more cities in the inner earth. Is that correct? Am I remembering correctly?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Uh-huh. And the whole inner earth is called the Agartha network.
Yes, it is. Yes.
I made a few notes, but they were from memory. And the inner earth starts about 800 miles beneath the surface.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is right, yes.
Oh, my. When I first read Diane's book, it was absolutely mind-boggling to it, to me. And yet, on another level, I flowed with it so easily. I had no resistance at all, even though everything that I was reading at that time, I remember, was absolutely shocking to me. I was totally fascinated with it, and now I'm talking with you, and you have visited there many times. Have you visited in other areas besides the city of Telos?
Yes, I was in Shambhala too. Shambhala is a very big town, we can say. It's made of crystals. Crystals, beautiful crystals in all shapes, and they have chambers in rooms in, and there is also a base, a spaceport for the ships, the starships from the Sirius and many others, and it's all in the inner earth because there is no separation. We are all one in the fifth dimension. We cannot say this is this or this is that. It is all together. This unity we can have only in the fifth dimension because of this love. And this is the only thing what is in the inner earth. It's the love and the joy and their kind of living. It is not, they are living for the joy to the Creator, to give their joy and their beautiful experiences to the Creator. And yes, they are always laughing and joking, and they are never serious, never ever. This is totally new for the humanity too, because we are so serious and we have so many sadness and worries, and they don't know that. And yes, they look at us like light beings too, like their brothers and sisters and sisters. We are all together, and this, we will experience this opening of the inner earth to the surface people very soon, and they are preparing us for this moment.
How are the peoples who live in the inner earth preparing us and helping us in any other ways?
Yes, they give us information through channelings for the moment because there is not another way to do that. And so people are drawn to the inner earth. They will get information. And so it is that feeling of love. When you have a connection with them, you feel uplifted. It is totally different. You will know in this moment you are connected with these people from the inner earth. And you can call them in your life and you can speak with them like with your friends, and they are happy when they are connected with us because so many people don't believe in this in the people of the inner earth because they said there is only fire and the devil in the inner earth, you know, they're all stuff. And so this is very different what we are learned about the inner earth in the schools.
Well, certainly our scientists have, you know, anything that scientists have published would indicate that the planet is solid, you know, going right down to the fiery core. And yet I know from Matthew and others that there are openings at the poles, and actually Admiral Byrd is one of the few Earth humans who discovered one. He and his crew entered, and he wrote in a diary about their experiences. But of course, the military and the governments prohibited him from disseminating that kind of information. And but again, I didn't even know about Admiral Byrd's trips until after Matthew's reply to the person who asked about, are there really hollow beings living in the hollow earth, and after I'd read Diane's books. You know, it is so wonderful that we can keep on learning. And at least those of us who keep our minds open, there is just so much that consciously we don't know. But at soul level, once we hear it, we resonate with it, just like you resonated with Diane's book. So, and I would like to mention something else, because it confirms what you were just saying, that the inner earth people want to connect with us, that they love us, and that we can communicate with them telepathically if we desire to. Because as I was jotting down my notes for today, I was thinking, oh, you know, how wonderful that Diane and Heidi have talked with Adama and others. I wish I could. And I heard so distinctly, Susie, you can at any time you wish. Just call upon us, and we are with you. We are with you even when you don't call upon us, but you will hear us when you want to. So I just wanted to throw that in because, hey, if I can, we all can, because the capacity for telepathic communication is the birthright of every soul. So now, Heidi, back to you. Please describe life more, if you will, in Telos and any other places where you've seen it. Like, what are their buildings like?
Yes, their buildings are all round, a shape of round. They are all of crystal, of this material, and they can change it with their minds. That means they can make it bigger and smaller, whatever they need, and with their minds, because fifth-dimensional beings can do that. And so if we put this possibility in our minds, yes, we can do it too. And in this moment when we are entering the fifth dimension totally. And these buildings, they have no windows, we can say. But because you have to think of windows, and there will be windows. It is all, we can say, in the consciousness. Whatever you want, it appears immediately. There is no time between you have a desire and what and when it's coming in this dimension. It is immediately, and it is no problem. It is all there. And this is a big difference to the 3D and to the fifth dimension. All is there. You have only to think about, and it comes.
And I understand that they actually do, well, what we might even call manufacturing. But their technology is so advanced that there is no pollution. There's nothing left over, or if there is, they simply dematerialize it. So there's no litter. There are no trash heaps or dumps of any kind. Can you explain a bit how their technology works?
Yes, when they going from one place to another, there they have mobiles like snowmobiles, and it's like, yeah, it's formed like a basket, and they can do in a short moment to go through the whole earth, and they can they don't even touch the ground. It is, they have no chemicals or whatever what we need, essence or fuel, to go on with their mobiles. It is all based on electric magnetics, energy, crystals energy, and there is nothing what we can imagine. It's totally different. And they have, all is clean in the inner earth. They have no problems what we have now. And this is, yes, and they go through tunnels when they go on the outer crust of the inner earth. There are the tunnels, and they don't even touch the walls with the mobiles. And they can really make this voyage, in a short time through the whole earth. It is for us, we need so much time to go to an airplane and this to go from one continent to another, and they have not this problem. It is so fast and so quick, and they enjoying the ride, we can say. And now this is really, really total different. This, it is like they are in a tube which are elevates the whole thing, and yeah, they're never touching earth. It's like gliding, and yes, it's their technology, and of going from one place to another, or they do it with their minds.
Do they have linear time like we do? That speed almost sounds as if they don't.
Yes, they have no linear time.
Uh-huh.
And so we are now going out of this too, because we are going in another dimension. And in the fifth dimension, all is expanding. It is expanding time, which is based on vibration. And this is a big difference. And we are also expanding on the surface. Time now has no value in a short future, because time, when you count time, now you feel the time is very speeding up. A day is nothing, we can say. It is not like before, and there is no linear time anymore. Even we are still counting 24 hours, it is not like that. It is now 16 hours or 14 hours, because the frequency of the earth are speeding up. Yes, it's all different. Even the daily life, normal life, what we know, has nothing to do with the life in the inner earth.
do they... I do understand that there are several different civilizations there, and so it's very likely that there would be some differences in how they wish to live within their own groups and cities. But do they travel in craft? Spacecraft in this case. To elsewhere in our solar system or even out of this galaxy?
Yes, they can do that. There are many civilizations in the inner Earth. They are in different dimensions too. It is not all the same dimensions. There are people, they are living in the tunnels. They have another kind of lifestyle, we can say, like that who are living in Shambhala or in Telos. This is very different, but they are also involved, very evolved civilizations. They all can flowing with their minds to one point to another. This is all the same in the inner Earth. Even they have different civilizations or another base of civilization, a basic life, we can say. It is total different, but in the same light, like the whole inner Earth is.
You did say that life there is just so totally different that there is no comparison with Earth. My understanding is that there is a similarity in this respect, that the scenery is a mirror, well, not so much scenery as the, I guess, topography, is a mirror reflection of the surface, with mountains and oceans. Is that the way it is?
Yes, it is. Down in the inner Earth, there are the mountains and the oceans are much bigger. It's not like here. And so we also think in the inner Earth it should be like a ball and all is compressed in this ball. It's not like that, because fifth-dimensional beings are looking through the Earth crust. They have not that feeling. They are into something. They open-minded civilizations, they can look through the crust and they can look into the universe. There is no limit, like we thought about. There is all different. And the inner sun is not violent like the outer sun here on the surface. It is a beautiful light, a golden light, and it is not violent. It is always supporting the people. All what is in inner Earth, it is supporting the civilizations. It is not against the civilizations like we are living on the surface to battle with all the four elements the whole time. They don't know that about. We here on the surface, the life is very dangerous, we can say. It is not soft, and it is violent, and they don't have it in the inner Earth.
So would it be correct then to think that the way our sun is behaving is the reflection of how people have been living on the surface for millennia, and the way the inner Earth sun, its mildness, almost a caressing type existence, is a reflection of the beautiful souls of the people who live there?
Yes, it is. This is exactly what it is. So their consciousness is soft, we can say it is divine, and so all is divine in the inner earth. It is all soft and not like on the outer side.
Are there days and nights like we have?
No. They have light the whole time. They are sleeping a little bit, like 3 hours perhaps, or 4 hours. They have no night, because in this dimension there is no night anymore. Like we on the surface, we are going into this photon belt more and more, and there will be night anymore. We will live always in the light of the fifth dimension on the surface after the great changings on Mother Earth.
What about climate or weather?
Yes,
either one, both.
Yes. They have a beautiful climate. It is always about, 75 degrees. It is not degrees Fahrenheit. You have another, kind. It's raining sometimes off the beautiful meadows. And, it is in balance, in harmony, we can say.
Mm-hmm. So much of what you are describing is what Matthew has described about nirvana, the spirit world. He says that's the proper name of the spirit world that we call heaven. And it does indeed sound as if there is heaven on earth, but it's in inner earth.
Yes, it is in inner earth. Heaven is in inner earth, and so all the planets around us, they are living inside of the planets, because on earth we are supposed to live in the inner earth. This is a long history of the humanity, so some people went out through the whole of the North Pole to make experiences on the outside of the planet. And so it's the reason we have all this imagination of a paradise and this connection with higher consciousness, because all is in us, it is not outside. We have all in us these memories where we have been and where we came from. And this is encoded in our memories. And this will come out now as more we are going into the fifth dimension, which means also we open our minds to different things which are out of the daily stuff, we can say. It is, it is our brains are starting already working different like before, and the body is changing, the DNA, and so many things are going on in us towards this first connection with them in the inner earth with our brothers and sisters.
excuse me, please. It's my understanding that when Earth was created, at the end of the creation process, that the surface was truly Eden, that it was that it even had that name, and that the beauty and purity was really Eden. Was the inner earth world created like that at the same time, or did the civilizations who moved there, millions of years ago, I believe, did were they so highly evolved that it was their love and their living in harmony with nature that created that world in the hollow earth?
Yes, they have been civilizations long before Lemuria or Atlantis. They created the tunnels already to survive all the what is going on the surface, which means big changes of continents or the ice ages or what was happening to us. And it was long, long before Lemuria and Atlantis. So when Lemuria was sinking, so they could go to the tunnels. The people could go easily because it was already there. It was created. And they could survive in these tunnels and to evolve more their consciousness to the today consciousness. That means they are very evolved and they are waiting for us to come because we are not ready really to go to them now. But it will really change in a very short time. They are waiting only for us to come to live with them and to embrace each other and share what they are living. It will be a sharing on a higher level with them. And so we are supposed to be also in a higher level to can understand the information and to see them with open eyes. If we are in the 3D, we can see them. When we go down now, though it will be a different feeling, it's not possible to see them with the 3D consciousness. It would feel very discomfort when we now would go down. And so it will disturb all the consciousness and energies of the inner earth. We have to evolve to come to them in the same level. And yes, and this is in the near future. It is planned. The planning is made since a long time. And now, yes, the time is ready to come together, to live together, to share together and to different things. And yes, this is now we are in this beautiful times on earth of changes, and so it demands to us to have a certain acceptance to all these other levels. It is a hard feeling to them, and as love of ourselves first. And yes, it's a lot of new teachings to us. New lives are awaiting for us, which are beautiful and great.
You mentioned Lemuria in connection with the beings. It's my understanding that the Telosians, the population of the city Telos, they moved there when they were aware of what was going on the surface, how some people emerged into greed and ego and control, and so some of the population did go at that time, 10,000-12,000 years ago, before the continent of Lemuria was destroyed. Now, I remember reading in Diane's book, the recent one, that other civilizations came from other planet systems, even perhaps other galaxies, to escape the Star Wars. Well, that's in quotes, but there was warring in space. in millions of years ago. And they wanted to escape that. And they found Gaia, or Terra, by the ancient names long before our planet was known as Earth. And so it was millions of years ago that they began inhabiting the hollow Earth. And that would make the Telosians almost newcomers. But they all have that same beautiful spirituality, so highly evolved that it's almost difficult for us to imagine it. But we are beginning to feel it, our awakening to our soul selves. And so it's really all of those highly evolved beings who live in a consciousness of unconditional love and a purity of thought, maybe even a mass consciousness, perhaps, you know, what for the good of all. And they all will be welcoming us. Now, really, that's my understanding. My question is, how close am I?
Yes, you are right.
Uh-huh.
Totally right, yes. And this times we had the Star Wars, and it was not a fiction. It was real, and still the wars are going on in the galaxies. It is not finished because it is, although in other galaxies we don't use to it. Yes, it was an escape place for some of this people from other stars to escape their moments of wars, to escape in the inner earth, to survive. And they have been, yeah, also people, they want to make, they want to disturb this unconditional love in the inner earth later on. And so, yes, this, it, but on the end, at the end, all this was, is different. For now, we have really, the most of them, they are in the unconditional love. They are spot or space in the inner earth. They are still reptilians and big, big mammals, animals. They are, they have their own space. There are, we can say, so much different worlds in the inner world. This is not easy to explain. It is, yeah, all different what we think about. We have all worlds in the inner world, we can say. This inner earth is so evolved spiritual because they have been not disturbed from the 3D. This is now what is going on. And the animals who are living in other spots in the inner earth have their own life, and they are guardians too, and we have the dolphins there, and so they are connected to the fifth dimension, to the Sirius. It's all in the inner earth. It's not only people who have the same body we have. There are many, many different civilizations and appearances, we can say. Mm-hmm. And it's all there.
Heidi, you mentioned that there are, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but dark civilizations who also have spaces in the inner earth. Now, are you referring to the cities that governments I mean, our current governments have developed and all their tunnel systems, or are you referring to a totally different civilization from this human one on the planet?
Yes, I'm referring to that. They have different bodies and consciousness. They are connected with other star systems, which are not so in the fifth dimension. They are not in the Galactic Federation of Light, because the inner Earth is in the Galactic Federation of Light. And we, on the outer space, we will be into soon, when we have had the great changes. This is difficult, really difficult to speak about, because they are so many, many words. They can't grasp all what's going on in the inner Earth. These are peoples and civilizations. They are not in this light what you think, but they are still evolved in all the thing what is now going on the surface with your government, what you told now, and they are all connected, and so these civilizations will come to the light too, because the inner Earth is changing too, the frequency. It is not only on the outer Earth. This, the inner Earth, is also changing, and you can see it, what Adama is telling us a lot more about the crystals. The big crystal on Talos is also melting. It got liquid, we can say. So they can touch our bodies, or because of our body will be crystal. That means we going to our light bodies, and we will leave the dense bodies we have now. And this is connected to the crystals, to the inner Earth. They are not dense. They are not hard in material. They are liquid. They are starting to get liquid to make the contact with our physical bodies. It's all together, we can say. Nothing is separated. We are all in a circle of evolving, awakening civilization on the surface. We are all together, and it works for us now. It works not against us. This is so important to understand, to come out of the fear of this great change on the surface.
You know, Heidi, I have to keep my eye on the clock. There are so many other questions that I would love to ask you, but we're running out of time, and I have to take a minute to speak about the next show. So please excuse me. I will get back to you in a moment. The August 6th show, Scott Mowry and Dan Rezac will be my guests. Scott and Dan used to co-host the True Avengers teleconferences that featured political and economic activity that isn't reported by mainstream media. When they join me August 6th, they will be talking about why their focus has shifted to spiritual developments. And why that kind of focus is just as vital as being truthfully informed about what's going on in our world. And that is going to relate to everything that Heidi has been saying about how we are moving more toward the kinds of beings who live in inner Earth. So please be sure to tune in and hear what Scott and Dan have to tell us on August 6th. Heidi, we're supposed to be off the air at this very second. So I just want to thank you. Matthew is telling me to please accept his gratitude and his love for being with us today. And he and I send joy and blessings and love to you, to Diane, and to not just all our listeners, but to the entire world, those who live on the surface and those who live within Earth. Thank you all. God bless. Goodbye for now.
Thank you.